Mini episode 573 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs consulting and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 573 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider now in its 12th year. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris with our Fantasy Baseball Midseason Buy Low, Sell High list. Through the years, we have always preached value as the cornerstone of fantasy sports success. Once the season is underway, the most effective way to attain this is through trades that will allow you to buy low and sell high. Here's our list of such players for the end of June 2015. Buy low. Carlos Santana. Horrible in the first half, great in the second half. That describes his 2014 season. He's been horrible in the first half this year. There's a good chance that past will be prologue. Jared Weaver. His peripherals are better than his ERA, and no structural damage has been found in his hip, so he should improve tangibly upon his return. Matt Latos. A recent velocity spike portends a return to the days that opposing batters are Latos intolerant. Carlos Gomez. He hasn't been horrible, but he hasn't been up to his all-star standards with the injured hip. When he gets healthy, he'll look like himself again. Andrew Cashner. His recent slump has been very fluky in nature and should lead to a reversal in the next few weeks. Sell high. Albert Pujols. His home run tally is flashy, but it's his only significant number that's way up this year. Beware the course correction that is coming. Mike Pelfrey. His pitch-to-contact style is inconsistent with the maintenance of his incredible numbers. Alex Rodriguez. The numbers that he's posted so far would have been acceptable for a full season, given the minuscule expectations coming in, so taking a nice profit now is a safe move. Nick Martinez. A huge foundation of his success has been an unsustainable rate of stranding his base runners. Plan accordingly. Madison Bumgarner. His postseason success has carried over to the first half of this season, and while a big boy like him seems immune to the toll of the innings over the last 9 months, the opportunity to cash in is very attractive and the safe route. Thanks for checking us out, and get ready for the July release of Fantasy Football Draftology 2015, available at FantasyDraftHelp.com.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.